This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There was a report out yesterday from the Department of Energy that was kind of interesting. For the first time in almost 60 years, the United States is set to become a net exporter of natural gas. We've got, or can now get to, in ways that didn't used to exist, lots of it. Not up to speed, though, is our energy infrastructure. There's a ton of natural gas underground in western Colorado. Being landlocked as Colorado is, though, access to overseas markets can be tricky. There was a natural gas terminal planned for coastal Oregon, not all that far from Colorado when you think about it. The Obama administration put the kibosh on the thing, but the White House, right now, Trump, is talking about bringing it back. From the public media newsroom Inside Energy, Dan Boyce has the story.
66 trillion cubic feet. That's how much natural gas the USGS now estimates is locked in the Mancos Shale Formation in western Colorado. The industry thinks there's even more. David Ludlam with the West Slope Colorado Oil and Gas Association.
Even if you're in the industry, it's hard to wrap your mind around. I mean, we haven't begun to grapple as a nation with what we truly have.
There's enough natural gas in the Mancos Shale to power the whole country for more than 2 years. Except the drillers here have to compete with drillers everywhere else. And right now, the Mancos has a profit problem.
It's just more profitable in other areas in other states that have a direct connection to bigger markets.
He means overseas markets. The more markets you can access, the higher the prices you can charge. The country's other major natural gas fields all have direct access to terminals where the gas can be converted to a liquid and shipped abroad. The catch: not one of these other so-called liquefied natural gas or LNG terminals is located on the West Coast. Not yet.
The first thing we're going to do is we're going to permit an LNG export facility on the, in the Northwest.
That's President Trump's chief economic advisor, Gary Cohn, speaking at an international finance summit in April. He's talking about the proposed Jordan Cove terminal in Coos Bay, Oregon. Asian countries need a lot of natural gas, more than they can supply themselves.
Just think of the transport time from the Northwest to Japan versus anywhere else.
Way cheaper to haul gas from the Oregon coast than, say, the Gulf of Mexico. The Jordan Cove terminal would help the U.S. compete with other gas exporters like Australia and Qatar for that Asian market. But a lot of people living near the site of the proposed project, they're not convinced.
Very discouraging to have to fight this thing over and over again.
Clarence Adams is a landowner in Douglas County, Oregon. See, permitting the facility falls to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC. They denied Jordan Cove's permit last year twice.
Once they lose, they should lose, period.
He opposes the project because a pipeline serving the terminal would have to be built right across his property. And that's a reason FERC denied the permit, saying it didn't justify using what's called eminent domain to force pipeline construction through private land. Lena Moffitt is with the Sierra Club, and she's against the project from a climate perspective. She says Asian countries are doubling down on renewable energy, and approving more fossil fuel projects is a step backward.
These kinds of long-term investments, new infrastructure that locks us into expanded gas reliance, are not needed.
Still, it's those very same investments and the jobs they'd bring that industry is using to argue for FERC reversing its decision. David Ludlam with the West Slope Colorado Oil and Gas Association says the long-term, stable contracts signed with foreign buyers are highly desirable.
We're looking for a different type of investor, one that can come in and own reserves in the ground alongside our producers and provide a economic certainty.
And the industry is getting optimistic that the conversation about the terminal is not over. Elizabeth Spomer is president and CEO of Jordan Cove LNG.
We've got a new administration who's very, very much pro-LNG exports.
Just before heading out for its August recess, the U.S. Senate voted to confirm two Trump nominees to open FERC seats. Both are considered friendly to oil and gas interests. The Canadian company proposing the terminal, Veresen, says it intends to refile the formal Jordan Cove permit application by the end of the month. I'm Dan Boyce for Marketplace.